We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
My man Trey Thomas.
We got headphones right there, Trey.
Got,
throw them on.
Got his mic on.
My microphone on. Can you hear me, Philly? Can you hear me? Testing 1, 2.
You're in a better mood than Santa Claus, Trey. What's up, man?
You know what, man? I'm in a good mood. Why would I be in a bad mood?
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Life is good, you know? Why would I be in a bad mood?
What brings you to our humble?
I mean, I'm just hanging out, you know. Just riding the streets of Philly, just hanging out, you know, been in the corner listening to some talk radio. Hear y'all on the air. Now, I'm supposed to do a 7 o'clock with the Green Nation, BGN,
okay, yeah,
you know,
BGN.
So, you know, I'm never late, you know, say I'm an offensive lineman, you're always a little early, you know, so.
That's true.
Yeah, so, you know, I try to.
That's true. Well, since you're here.
Yeah, since I'm here, you know, we may as well come in and hang out. I tried to tell the lady, you know, you got tough security at the front door, you know. She's like, who you here for?
Miss Edie.
Oh, yeah. Let me check your credentials,
she's
big
only
fella.
She's 70.
Yeah, you need to sit right here, big fella. Sit still for a little bit. Let me go check. We don't know, you know, because your name isn't on the list.
Yeah, so listen, there's not a lot of brothers that come through this area. So
right now,
only me, only Ben Hill and myself, we have clearance.
Okay, yeah, you know.
Anybody else needs to sign in at the front.
Oh, gave me a strong side eye, too. Like, wait, you just wait right there. I'll be right back. You know, you hold
she was
up.
Suspicious of what your intentions were?
I guess. You know, it was the Scully that threw her off, you know, because I'm patriotic. We over here, you know, all this American history. So, you know, I just felt like coming on in. Yeah.
Well, Trey.
I told you, he comes in like a tornado, man.
We ask everybody, obviously.
Obviously talking about Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz.
Yeah. You know, man.
You've been on that side when Donovan was injured.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's the next man up, really. You know, you keep hearing everybody say, you know, it's the next man up, but I was just, at first, I'm listening to everybody complaining about it and crying and just even just some of the people that were getting on the air just talking, you know, and I'm like, man, you know, silence yourself and let gladiators prepare. That's why, you know, Big Red, it just seemed like Big Red always told us, like, man, don't get into what's going on, what's being said on the air, you know, stay away from that. And I know as a player, I always stayed away from it and never really listened because that's what's being fed. And you don't need, at a time like this, I don't want to hear all this doubt. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make sure, look at myself and get my troops ready to go to war. But if you're not going to be with it, then silence yourself and let gladiators get prepared.
Well, you know what? We've talked to.
I can't take him, man. Can't
so we've talked to Fletcher. We've talked to Brandon. We've talked to Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell the mentality, Trey, is exactly what you're saying. They're not worried about Carson not being in the game. They're worried about next week, and they think they can still win.
No, you can't be worried about it. You know, you have to just keep moving forward. Next man up, man. You know what we need to do to get to make sure that we push this team forward. You know, I mean. At the end of the game, it's all about protecting the quarterback and getting after the quarterback. That's what has to happen, whether it's Wentz, Foles, if we got Coy Detmer, Garcia, anybody. You have to protect the quarterback, and that's the name of the game. And everybody was like, well, just run the ball. It ain't that easy. At some point, it's going to become 3rd and 10. Then what you going to do? It's
going to
be a penalty. Right? Yeah. It's going to be something. You're going to have to pass protect. It's going to happen. Just that's like the tackle that played at Auburn. I can't think of his name. I mean. That was a big high draft pick.
Robinson.
So, you know, he was at Auburn where everything was play action, run ball. Then he gets to the league, he can't pass protect, you don't play. Right. Because at some point, it's going to become 3rd and 10. You're going to have to be able to protect the quarterback. And you just can't run the ball all the time. This isn't high school.
Well, let me ask you this. When they do go back there to pass protect, the one thing that Wentz could do is escape, right?
Yeah.
We know he has the mobility. Mm-hmm. He can make plays happen. Like very few quarterbacks in this league, that's not necessarily Foles' strength. And I'm just wondering from an offensive lineman's perspective, does that change how you pass protect, knowing one guy's a little bit of a mobile guy back there versus a guy who pretty much is going to stand in the pocket and stay right there where he's at?
Well, you know what, man? At the end of the day, I don't want my quarterback to scramble.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, really what I want, if I could go out there and play the perfect game, he would be able to sit back there, have all the time in the world, and pick you apart. And that's the perfect scenario.
You're saying protecting.
Protection.
Just do your job.
Just do my job. And, you know, the perfect scenario is you don't need him to scramble.
Right.
You want to go out there and protect him, hold him down, and just let him stay clean the entire game. But, that, you know, unfortunately, you know, that's not the case. Right. You know, you're going to need to be able to escape because there's just some technical issues that just continue to show themselves on that line that's, you know, it's just there.
Got to tighten that up.
Yeah.
It's one, you're hearing, if you're just tuning in, it's one of the great Eagles of our generation, Trey Thomas.
Yes, sir.
What are you, just hanging out, roaming the streets of Philly, you know.
Right there.
Yeah.
He busted in the door right there. I was like, I see, like, point over. I'm like, who's he talking to? Then Trey comes running in. So, hey, let's talk about Vitae specifically because you can tell the Eagles got a pretty good thing going on right now because as many guys have been out of the lineup, the replacements have come in and played very well. Vitae has had his moments. He struggled a little bit in the Seattle game last week. I'm not sure what to say, but overall, what are your impressions about Vitae? And what would you recommend doing going forward if you were Doug to kind of shore up the Nick Foles' backside?
Okay, let me just start with Vitae first of all. You know, he has continued to improve his game. You know, he's stepping in at first. You know, you come in and you could tell, like, sometimes if it's a road game, you're going off the center's head movement, so you're going off the silent count. So you could tell, like, he was a little slow off the ball at times. And then he would get a little mixed up on if he wants to be a 45-degree setter or if he wants to be a vertical setter. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So he would get caught in between that. So just to let everybody know, what I'm saying is when you're a 45-degree setter, you're setting out at a 45. Vertical setter, you're trying to go straight back. You kind of keep it a close proximity to the guard. You know what I'm saying? So he would get a little bit sometimes caught in between what he wants to do with overset guys, you know, because he's laid off the ball. He feels like he needs to really hurry up and get out of there. So then he would overset a guy, and then he gets beat inside. I think that he's starting to use his hands a little bit better. He's starting to trust his punch, which as an offensive lineman, you have to be able to punch. I still see when I watch him play that he's on his heels a little bit, where he's trying to catch the guy instead of delivering the blow. Mm-hmm. You could tell sometimes where you remember how when we had to deal with Simeon Rice, really changed the way we played the game as offensive tackles, how we taught to how to punch,
right,
where we would always shoot both hands. But then now going up against someone that would show chest, make you shoot both hands, and then clamp that outside arm, then now we started working it a little bit like a boxer where now we're going to go jab with the inside hand and then finish him with the outside hand. So, you know, he still needs to get to the point where he understands where to punch the near point, but always deliver the blow. Because if you're catching and you're in that catch mode, then now you're going to start getting that butt, that quick bull rush, and then they take you inside, or they come in, they give you butt, and then they take the edge, and then now you get caught holding, you know, where the guys take him with the edge. And he doesn't understand yet that when he's in bail mode, you cannot fight bail mode where a guy has you edged and you're trying to fight it with your outside hand. Now is the time where you have to pull that inside hand away, get strong with your inside hand to run in by to even have a chance. Because if not, if you try to fight it with that outside hand, then you get edged and you get hold and they still might get the sack.
We need video.
Yeah, you need video.
He just gave you all sorts of. Yeah, I mean, people they have to imagine what Trey is doing.
Yeah, you know.
He's showing us what he's talking
about.
But
overall, he's doing pretty well.
And he's getting better. He's getting better. Now you bring Steph into the situation where – I understand Steph played a lot of center.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And at guard, he still sets like a center at times where he steps up field with his outside foot. As a guard, you should always be outside foot, inside foot at a 45-degree angle. Sometimes I see him step up field with his outside foot, which makes him step. So now he steps back
backwards
with his inside foot, which brings his feet to even. And then now you have to drop your outside foot again. Well, if a guy power rushes you, now he's on your edge. You know what I'm saying? And you don't have anything.
It's over.
You're being edged. So that's why a lot of times you see them get a lot of TEs. Where they're getting picked
tackle
apart,
in,
tackle in. Because now if that tackle comes in and you're doing that type of footwork and he crashes your outside shoulder and he's going to ricochet off the offensive tackle's hip, because now you look at the 45-degree angle now. Because now if that tackle sets at a 45, that D tackle crushes that outside shoulder, then he picks him, and then now that end comes around clean and now you have a problem.
Take advantage of Gotta's big year-end sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 1-877-GO-GOTTA or visit goguida.com.
You can't get that anywhere else, man.
You can't. You can stick around?
I'm here. All right. I'm here to a second. I got here early. You know, so you know, I'm here a couple. You know, I'm coming here about a couple hours early because you ain't gonna sit up here and be like, "Hey, man, Trey was late for my segment."
Well, go get him a cup of coffee. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.